Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of the Geek Cave Podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Comics!
Yay!
They're a thing.
What you got?
Okay, comics. Let's do comics.
Chad, you go first.
Me first?
Oh, yeah. Let's shake it up a bit.
And it's not even your birthday.
It's not even my birthday. Me first on comics. What do you know? Okay. I got this. There's a lot of pressure going first in comics. You know, usually, you know, you guys do all the big news and then I just kind of take the dregs.
You can do it.
So, hi. Okay.
Snap out of it.
Scooby-Doo. Future Quest. You know. Wacky Races and the Flintstones. I guess Johnny Quest is what
it was. Johnny Quest, yeah.
These bring back fond memories of Hanna-Barbera Saturdays. They're getting updates from DC that look mostly awful.
Yeah.
And will be available this May. C. Scooby-Doo Apocalypse. With Cyborg Scooby-Doo and Shaggy finally growing out a full beard.
Ruh-roh.
C. Future Quest with guest Space Ghost, Mitor, Birdman, the Herculoids, and Frankenstein Jr. Because why not? C. Wacky Raceland. Wacky Races now with even more Mad Max gritty action. And finally, C. The Flintstones. Offering a new take on the origins of civilization. Because that's what the Flintstones was about. It wasn't the Honeymooners at all.
Nope. Not at all. Fred Flintstone is not a Jackie Gleason ripoff. At all.
Clearly not.
No.
Nope.
No.
Well, also in their defense, Barney Rubble is nothing like Art Carney.
No, of course not. That's ridiculous. There's pictures on geekcavepodcast.com. By all means, go check them out and then weep. You don't even have to weep silently. You can weep out loud.
Openly.
At what they've done. Now,
weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, let it commence.
I will admit the artwork is good for what it is, but it doesn't look like something that I want to buy. It looks like somebody decided to make a fanfic. It's like, hey, what if we put Scooby-Doo in the Days of Future Past world?
Yeah, pretty much. Although I will say the future
Scooby-Doo Beyond.
Yeah, the Future Quest picture.
Uh-huh.
I would buy that just as a wall art.
Yeah.
But not necessarily a series.
The art's fine. I just don't care about the stories that they seem to be wanting to tell.
No, and I don't care about the art for the rest of them. I'm not really sold on the Scooby-Doo character designs.
Velma looks like she's 12.
Yeah, Velma looks like she's 12. Shaggy looks like he's trying to be Oliver Queen, Green Arrow. Scooby-Doo looks like Cyborg Scooby-Doo. Fred still looks confused. And, well, at least, you know, Daphne's still a cute redhead, so...
Yeah.
She's got that going for her.
Now, I will say that about the Flintstones. Fred looks freaking ripped.
He does.
That's true. Which is sad because he is my inspiration for all guys with a big belly and kind of dumb.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that Fred was ever supposed to be so much dumb as he just overlooked the obvious. You know, he was so...
Fair enough.
He was so focused on this particular scheme or that. That he just kind of overlooked now, what's my wife going to think about this? And do I want to stay married to a hot redhead?
Let me think about that.
So, see, not so much dumb, just focused. incorrectly focused. All right, that's all I had. That's all I had.
So yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah,
Darren, thing. What you got?
Well, I'm not really sure how to break this to everybody, mostly because it's pretty dumb. But I lost my place. Awesome. So I've got nothing now. No, DC Comics. So, all right, guys, brace yourselves. Brace yourselves.
Wait, this, the same DC Comics that's redoing Flintstones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm braced.
Yeah, okay. So
it's got to be good news.
Yeah.
How could you follow that up with bad news?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember how in 1985 DC rebooted everything?
Yes.
Crisis on Infinite Earths, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I got one right. Fist pump of triumph.
Nice. You remember when they did it again with Zero Hour?
Yes.
No,
I do.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But I'm the comic book guy. I'm supposed to.
Okay. And then there was Infinite Crisis.
It was a thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Then there was Flashpoint.
Yes.
And you notice how these are getting closer and closer in proximity between them.
Yes.
So, how long ago did the new 52 launch?
52 months ago. Not quite.
About three and a half years. Yeah.
Yeah, give or take 3.5 years.
Okay,
40-some issues.
So, what would you say if I were to tell you that Jim Lee and Dan Didio both tweeted out a picture that said, Rebirth... with more details coming this summer, which is about the time all of DC's reboots have happened.
Chad, on the count of three, initiate surprise and alarm.
Okay.
One, two, three.
What?
Yeah, the word is after the Suicide Squad movie comes and goes, DC is once again... relaunching their comic line, basically to bring it in line with the movies.
Yeah. Finally, DC is making a smart business decision by focusing on those things that make money.
Unfortunately, it might be the stupidest way to do it because
they get to. They get to close out so many of their comic books because they only have Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow, right? So that's all the DC has on TV right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So they only have to have 4 books now.
No. Now movies.
You get to throw in Superman and Batman.
Well, that also includes...
Maybe Wonder Woman. Maybe.
That includes Cyborg and Green Lantern and...
not yet, it doesn't.
True, but...
Aquaman.
We still don't know who all is showing up in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. It could be everybody.
He said it!
I feel like a duck should have dropped from the ceiling.
I know. That's like the first time he said it willingly.
I don't think that was willingly. Did you see his eyes? It was dead. Yeah.
I try not to look at his eyes. That's not where the fun parts are.
So anyway, DC Rebirth is a thing. I am saying no more about this. Go read about it on DTPodcast.com.
I do want you to say at least one more thing. Do we know how many titles they're coming out with for it?
No.
Okay, so... Because I was just kind of joking at there being like, you know, between 4 and 7.
And there could only be 4 and 7 titles.
If I had to guess, I'd say about 24.
Wow.
And they're all Batman centric.
Yeah, at least eight of them are.
This is what Batman would look like if he used a bow and arrow. This is what Batman would be like if he ran really, really fast. This is what Batman would be like if he came from Krypton.
And this is what Batman would look like if he was an Amazon princess. That's my personal favorite.
This is what Batman would be like if he was part robot.
And this is what Batman would look like if he could talk to fish.
And just for kicks, this is what Batman would be like if he was a rich orphan with daddy issues.
Wait. Iron Man is a Marvel character, okay?
Okay.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, speaking of Marvel characters, so we've all seen, or mostly seen, I couldn't finish it. It was too depressing. But we've all seen Jessica Jones, the series on Netflix.
It was so good.
Very, very, very well done. Just very, very depressing.
It was good.
It gets better.
Depresses sad.
It gets better.
Yeah. It gets better. And, you know, David Tennant, creepy as hell.
David Tennant really is unsung in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know many actors who can go from cheery to I'm going to rip your face off and wear it like a fedora.
And I'm going to make you do it.
Yes. I mean, he's that good of an actor. Yeah. So I thought, okay, with the popularity of Jessica Jones and all of its accolades, for my first official long box segment. Yeah, Kent, you ain't.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I would focus on a character from Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Trish Walker, or Patsy Walker in the comics.
It's Patsy!
She's a Patsy?
Yes, she is.
Huh.
Or, as she's more commonly known in the comic books these days, Hellcat. Okay?
Nice.
really?
Yeah, Hellcat.
Hellcat.
Yeah. H-E, hockey, double hockey sticks, cat.
Okay. Hellcat. I'm listening.
Okay.
You have my attention. I don't know why you have my attention yet, but you have it.
It's the pretty shirt I'm wearing.
It is a pretty shirt.
Oddly enough, you would never think that a superheroine called Hellcat would start off in a teen romance comic book from the 1940s. This is...
Her given name was Veronica.
maybe. No, Patsy Walker first appeared in Patsy and Hetty.
Hedley.
No, not Hedley, Hetty.
Man, that's going to get somebody sued.
I know. It was like a teen romance novel from Marvel's precursor, Timely Comics. So she predates the Marvel Universe.
Wow.
She's old as sin. But doesn't look a day over 29, so she's a succubus. That's my only theory.
Succubus. It sounds as dirty as it is.
Uh-huh. What's even better is when you have more than one and it's succubi.
Pretty sure that would keep me straight.
Not even slightly curved at the end.
No. Wow. Darren had to leave.
Oh.
He moved to Indiana to get away from that joke.
he's now in the future. By 1 hour, but still.
I'm in the future and I was still surprised.
Oh. So, yeah, Patsy Walker first started out in this, you know, teen romance novel from 1944. Her parents, Stanley and Betty, her boyfriend, Buzz Baxter, and her raven-haired friend, Hedley Wolf. Hedley Wolf. See, you got me doing it now. That's Hedley. And they appear throughout these comics through the 1940s through 1967. I mean, these were just single issue, you know.
Kind of like Archie, only geared more toward.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
No murder mysteries?
No murder mysteries. It was all kind of day at the beach, fun in the sun, you know.
No ghost stories?
No ghost stories.
Hmm.
I know, it's sad.
How about animals with anthropomorphic features?
No.
Huh.
No, probably not.
I don't know what to do with this anymore. What they called this a comic book.
Yes. A comic book. Yes, this is what it was called.
Huh.
So anyway,
build a book.
Patsy and her pals kind of fell by the wayside.
Now this is Hetty.
Yes. Especially when it became Marvel Comics. Not Marvel now, Marvel then.
Yeah. Marvel at first.
Marvel at first,
Marvel yeah. back in the day.
Marvel back in the day. Marvel new and innovative, as opposed to now.
Marvel, when things were doing okay. Marvel, when Stan Lee was wearing New Spice.
All right.
Excelsior indeed. Oh, Marvel, when it was the cottage of new ideas as opposed to the, you know, giant skyscraper of, well, what else can we rehash?
Marvel, check out my velocipede.
All right, so even though Marvel switched gears and went to more of a superhero format throughout the 1960s and so on, they still own the rights to these characters because they initially created them. And they decided, and I guess it's all part of the same universe because Patsy and Hetty made a cameo in the Fantastic Four Annual Number 3.
The Fantastic Four was still a thing.
Yeah. We don't talk about them anymore, unfortunately.
Except in reference to other old...
Yes.
No longer published.
Yes.
Comics.
Pretty much, yes.
Pretty soon we'll talk about the X-Men in the same way.
Oh.
The who?
No, the X-Men. The Who only had a very limited run of comics, and I don't think they were Marvel. They were probably Image.
We are the Who! Wait, what? Who's the band on stage? Yes. Yes, the band. Is the band on stage. No, who?
The Who?
We're going to be here a while, aren't we?
No. So, thus establishing them in the Marvel Universe officially with their cameo in the Fantastic Four. And they kind of started weaving her into more of a, you know, side character role here, there, and yonder. But it wasn't until 1972 when they took the concept of Walker and made her a superheroine. Writer, what's his name? Steve Englehart decided that, you know, I liked the fact, apparently he grew up on the Patsy comics and went on to write superhero comics. It's weird. It's really weird. You know, it's like growing up watching Mickey Mouse cartoons and deciding that you're going to be a mass murderer. They don't connect very well. But he liked the idea that this comic that he grew up with was now part of the Marvel Universe through a cameo, and he decided that he wanted to make her more of a present figure. So he decided, by when he was reintroducing the Avengers, to include her with the codename Hellcat.
Hmm.
Basically, she's not superpowered in any way. She's just very athletic, smart. She trained with...
Wildcat?
No.
Oh, wrong.
Yeah, wrong. Oh. We'll have to bleep that later.
No, I'm wrong a lot.
she was a student of Hank McCoy's, the Beast from, you know, that group, which shall not be named.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah. Not that one, the other one. The one with more than four members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the group that was before the Inhumans.
Yes. Yes, the precursor to the Inhumans.
An overall superior comic book, yeah. Clearly. Why else would it be taking its place?
Oh, lovely. And, you know, so she's in the 1970s, they made her a more athletic and intelligent person. She found a superhero costume that was once worn by Gear Grant Nelson as the Cat. Because, you know, we can't stray too far from the source material here.
Well, of course not.
So wearing someone else's cat-like costume, she becomes Hellcat. Because why not? It's a thing. And, you know, she became part of the Avengers. She joined the Defenders because, you know, they like Fenders and Enders. Mm. And it also came out that all those Patsy and Hetty comic books from back in the day were actually written by her parents in the Marvel Universe. So you have tangible, they're like props, if you will, collector's items for this Marvel Universe. You can buy them in the real world.
Huh.
So her and her friend Hetty in the new Marvel Universe grew up having comic books written about them that everybody read in the Marvel Universe.
That's some Inception-level shit right there.
I know. I heard you like some comic books in your comic books, so we wrote comic books about comic book characters in the comic books. Dog.
Ah.
Oh. And now, in the Marvel Now universe, she's not so much a superhero as she is a private detective for Jennifer Walter She-Hulk, who spends most of her downtime being a lawyer.
Hmm. As is right and proper.
As is right and proper, yeah. A big, super hulking, green lawyer who scares the crap out of anybody.
I think that's most of them.
Except they're not green.
Hmm.
I'll get a judgment really? For you or I'll break you in half.
Wait, what?
I know not what to say about that.
She-Hulk object.
Just throws she. The judge asks her to approach the bench, and she throws a bench at the judge. You know.
Oh!
She just pulls the bench toward her. What?
Oh!
Oh! Wow!
For those of you who don't know about She-Hulk, we're kidding. She maintains her high level of intelligence when hulking out.
Yeah.
And actively chooses to not de-Hulk most of the time.
Yeah, she's very progressive in that manner, and I applaud Marvel for not making her, you know, stupid.
Yeah.
Well, not just that she makes the choice to say, you know, I kind of find this empowering, so let's just keep it.
Yeah. 7 feet tall, green, muscular, business suit.
Mm-hmm.
That is empowering.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for her, Taylor.
Yeah. But
just imagine getting that wrong.
Well,
I wanted a Y front.
But speaking of Hellcat, doesn't she have like a new ongoing now with Marvel?
Yes, she does. Thank you. I got distracted by the whole She-Hulk shenanigans.
Yeah.
She does have a new, an ongoing series with Marvel Now. So you can find her in She-Hulk as a private, you know, kind of a freelance detective sidekick thing, or in her own series. But it's interesting that she, you know, she predates the Marvel Universe. She was a teen romance comic character, and now she's, you know, fighting crime and shit. Dressed like a kitty cat. A blue and yellow kitty cat.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I can go along with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the boots, her boots, they don't look like boots. They look like, you know, paws. They have toes and claws and whatnot.
Of course
very
they
weird.
Do.
It's weird. Weird shit Marvel does.
You know, leave it to the House of Ideas to buy up other people's ideas.
And market them as their own, yes.
Yeah.
Marvel! Now.
Marvel! We've got cash.
Marvel, owned by Disney.
Now, treat.
Uh,
with that, that was a pretty good first first long box.
Thank you. I hope to be less rigid in my delivery next time, because maybe I'll do more research.
All right. Well, that's what.
Or you'll get better at faking it, kind of like your wife.
Aww.
I got no arguments there. All right. It keeps my morale up. What can I say? Among other things. Hey-o!
Hey.
On that note, do you have it? Guys, have anything else?
Narp.
Narp.
Narp. Narp. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up. Don't forget, go to DKPodcast.com and download this podcast and all of the others. We're going to do another gaming one and another movie one as well. They'll be up right after this one. And we got a special prize pack for the gaming podcast, as well as a nice surprise in the movie podcast as well. So something to keep you coming back. So stick around.
Ooh, I love surprises.
Stick around, hit subscribe in iTunes. DK Podcast brought to you by BuzzTime, GameStop, and Shirtosaurus. And check us out in our next episode.